Let's catch up with John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle. And John, I got to tell you, I get a little extra excited when I hear about the salmon bite really turning on out of Fairport, Manistique, Northern Lake Michigan in general. So I'm pretty pumped to ask you, how is Fairport doing?
Fairport has been great the last few days with a lot of big fish being caught.
So we're talking some of the bigger fish usually are caught at the beginning of the season, and then we typically see them move out as summer goes on, and we just are left with smaller salmon. So what are you hearing about? Tell us about the fish.
Oh, the biggest I've heard so far is 28 pounds.
Woo!
Yeah, last night a friend of mine and his wife went out. She caught her biggest to date, and it was right at 25 pounds. Just a beautiful fish.
Well, tell us about where they're finding them, water depths, thermoclines, that kind of thing.
No, you know, the depths have been, you know, 70 to 100 feet is what a lot of the guys have been fishing. That's where my son and them were doing the best when they went out. And I can't recall the thermocline, all that, but I know there's some huge steelhead out there this year, too. They picked up a couple 12-pounders and some nice salmon, but the hot colors have been your raspberry carbon and the Moonshine's brand new raspberry carbon RV this year. And, of course, your green night, blue jeans is good, Agent Orange. They've all been producing some good fish.
Do you think those hottest spoons are definitely those carbons, though, the raspberry carbon 14 RV?
Yes, they are. I mean, and my favorite, whenever we go out, I have at least three out, is the original carbon 14, the black one. That's always been my go-to spoon from Moonshine Lures.
Oh, excellent. Excellent news there. No meat rigs or flies or any of that stuff yet?
A few guys have been saying they've been doing all right on meat rigs and some flies, but from what I've seen, the spoon bite's been on fire. I haven't heard too much about flies and meat rigs. I know we've been starting to sell more the last couple days, so I'm assuming that's going to start getting real hot also.
All right, well, one last question for you. Have you heard anything about the technique they're using in catching fish on downriggers? Is it a lead core bite, copper with slide divers or dipsies? What's been working best?
You know, the best technique's been dipsy divers with mostly spoons. 300 copper's been really hot, and guys, you know, double stacking downriggers have been doing pretty good too. But dipsies, for the guys I know, have been the best go-to this year.
Excellent. All right. That's a great first Fairport report of any significance anyway, and I'm happy that the salmon are on. So that's good news. Hopefully there'll be a lot of big fish caught this weekend down in Northern Lake Michigan. And I'd like to get back with you later this hour, as usual, continue this conversation, and move to Little Bay to knock and talk mayfly hatches, alewives, perch, and walleye.
That would be great.
John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling. Stay tuned. We'll move to Little Bay to Knock later this hour on The Outdoor Show.